3 from Leith number 238.
If you're all sitting comfortably, then I'll begin. Welcome to 3 from Leith number 238, kicking off this week with a fantastic track there from Jimmy and the Sounds, and that was called Little Victories. I hope everyone is well and that you enjoyed last week's instrumental soundbed spotlight show. If anything, gave you a break from my bletherings for a week, and now you're stuck with me again. It's actually a glorious night here in Leith as I record. This is on Friday the 3rd of June. And outside, it is lovely. and warm, and the skies are blue, and I've actually had a flexi day of work today, and for once I've managed to choose just the right day to take off, because this has been the warmest day of the week by far. I couldn't believe it this morning when I woke up just after 9 o'clock and had a look at the temperature gauge, and it was showing that it was 22 degrees outside, and I thought, is that correct? Is the sun shining on the sensor or something? That's a bit warm. Because take you back to Tuesday when I cycled into work, the temperature was 9 degrees when I left in the morning, and there was quite a strong headwind, which made it feel even colder. Wednesday was 11, Thursday was 13 when I left, and today was 22. So the temperature has risen quite a bit in a week, from long-fingered gloves and arm warmers to practically stripping off in the heat. Unbelievable. Anyway, back to the music. That was, as I said, Jimmy and the Sounds. And they have just returned from a sellout European headline tour, and they're now focusing on hitting the UK festival circuit. Last summer, Jimmy and the Sounds played at major festivals across the UK, had a European tour, and they filmed their debut music video, Sounds, with Dick Carruthers. After that, they released Heart for Rent, which secured over 30,000 YouTube hits in 1 month, and the next single, which is the one you've just heard, Little Victories, which was released in May. And the band are James Rennick on vocals and guitar, Anthony Sodden on vocal and guitar, Alistair Henderson on drums, and Mark Strawn on bass. You can find them online at jimmyandthesounds.tumblr.com. That's Tumblr, T-U-M-B-L-R. No E in there. They're also on MySpace, myspace.com/JimmyandTheSounds. And just in case you're wondering where they're from Middlesbrough in the UK. Now, actually, my apologies in advance if you hear any background sounds. The reason is because it's so warm. I've got the bedroom window open tonight, so there is a little bit of sound leakage coming in. So just in case you wonder what was going on, if you started to hear people shouting or if you started to hear birds tweeting really loudly. I don't have a budgie in a cage in the corner of the room. It's just the birds on the bird feeder out in the balcony just outside the window. Anyway, time to move on with a little bit more music. The next track you're going to hear is from Greg Denber, and the track is called
Sad Again. Only reporting the weather. There's my friend, and there's my enemy. Sad again. Only reporting the weather. There's my friend. And there's my enemy. Thank you.
Yep, Greg Denver there, and Sad Again. Just in case you didn't catch what that that title was at the start of the song there. And Greg is an artist on Sarathan Records, who played an artist from them quite some time ago, I think. Two Loons for Tea. And they've been in regular contact, keeping me up to date with what their artists are doing. And they sent me a link to that track there for Greg Denver back in April. And that's me finally getting round to playing it now. So thank you to Cara at Sarathan Records for sending that to me. You can find Greg at www.gregdenbermusic.com. When you go there, you'll find... Now, play me, that's just... Sorry, I had to adjust the sound there because it suddenly dropped off and started just coming through on one channel. It's the dodgy switch on the mixer. And now that I've brought it back, I sound an awful lot louder and the sound sounds quite different. So apologies if I've suddenly sounded like I've changed settings. I've just corrected the fault on the mixer. Anyway, back to Greg Denver. Greg Denver, that track came from Greg's album Water Makes Waves, which was released in March of this year. It's his second solo album and his second project with the Seattle producer and engineer Matthew Brown. Full details of Greg's bio can be found on his webpage. Just go to the bio tab. Now, it has been a lovely day, as I said earlier, to be off. I got up fairly early, although I couldn't go out and enjoy the weather straight away because I was waiting for a re-delivery from the postman, something I had to sign for, and he didn't come until the back of 12, so it was back of 12 before I got out in the sun for a while. I had to go and do some shopping. There were things that I wanted to get, and when I came back from there, I had some lunch out on the balcony outside. That's a seagull shouting there, out in the sun. The balcony was shaded from the sun, but because it was so warm, it was still very hot out there. So, lunch, read of a book, listen to the radio, and then back in to do lots of housework that I've had hanging over me all week, unfortunately. But these things have to be done, because the place has to be presentable for Yasna coming tomorrow, who is now a big girl, as I think I mentioned before. She is now 11, going on about 60, and tomorrow we will we'll be in our own, the pair of us, all day. We usually go out to my parents on a Saturday and visit my granddad and see my auntie and my cousins. We always have a big sort of family coffee and breakfast on a Saturday. But mum and dad are away on a History Society visit tomorrow. They're on a trip. So it will just... Blimey, what was that? Just Yasna and I, who I'll probably have to drag out. Assuming the weather's going to stay nice, it'll take some dragging her out of the flat, because once Yasna gets settled in, the laptop's out, the DS is out. And she doesn't really like to go anywhere. So after I finish this podcast, I'll have to go away and think about what there is that we can do tomorrow that will interest her and actually get her to move off her backside and get out. There's always, of course, the money she got for her birthday. She may want to go out and spend some money, so that might be a way into to getting her out, I think. We shall see. The thing that would really get her out would be a trip to the... National Museum of Scotland in Edinburgh, which she loves going to. But for the past couple of years now, they have been renovating and updating the museum and the building. So it's been mostly half of it's closed down, and it is opening again. I think I got an email today saying there's only 55 days left until it opens up again. So we're looking forward to that. So once that's opened, she'll be out like a shot the minute I see museum. No doubt about that. Actually, I've just thought there is a museum I could take her to. Probably too gory. There's the museum at the Royal College of Physicians up in Surgeons Hall in Edinburgh. So it's the museum of surgery and all things medical throughout Edinburgh's history. Quite gory. Lots of body parts in jars and all those sorts of things, which actually would probably appeal to my daughter. Given the books that she reads, all the horrible histories, I think that kind of thing she might quite enjoy. Now there's an idea. Now, coming up next to wind up this week's Three from Leith podcast, there are two tracks from a band called, now it's either the Beatitudes or the Beatitudes. And they are from Southampton here in the UK. And a while ago, 20th of April actually, Paul from the band sent me two tracks from their debut EP, which is called Switch Back to Simplicity. And he was wondering if I'd be kind enough, wondering if he'd be kind enough to play one or both of the tracks in a forthcoming show. Well, Paul, I'm playing both. Unfortunately, I'm a bit late in playing it and mentioning the fact that you were playing Dublin Castle in Camden on the 17th of May, since this is now the 3rd of June, so my apologies for taking a while to get round to it. But I finally got there, so hopefully this will make up for it. Now there's me seeing Paul. Paul's not from the band. Paul is from their management. The band are Liam O'Toole on vocals, who is the passionate one with his witty lyrics and skillful vocal range. Jack Burks on vocals and guitar, who brings the poetry and a unique power vocal, whilst also giving a vintage sound with jazz chords and bluesy lead guitar sound. Scott Kellaway plays guitar and does backing vocals, mostly the high vocals and soulful vintage guitar sound with jazz-inspired lead. Taz Gallum is on bass and backing vocals. He mainly does bass vocals and is the fast pop melody maker on bass. Christian Astridge is on drums, a rock-infused, fast-paced drumming with plenty of cymbals and dynamics. The band formed in late March of 2010 by the coalition of two southern local bands called the Saracens and the Whitecaps, and mainly by the blood relation of the two frontmen, Liam and Jack, who share chemistry like no other double lead vocal act around. They are at the moment playing around the south of England. June the 15th, they are playing in Winchester, 18th in Kilburn in London, 23rd of July in Eastleigh in Hampshire, 30th of July back in London, 28th of August in Southampton, and 24th of September in Southampton too. Full details on their MySpace page, myspace.com/BeatitudesUK. BeatitudesUK. I don't know why I spell these out, because all I should do is really just encourage you to go to the Three From Leith show notes at www.threefromleith.com, because there I put links to all the artists that featured on the show, as well as a soundbed artist, as well as some recommendations for other sites, things that I'm interested in. So why don't you go there and check them out while you're there? You can also think about putting a comment on the show notes, let me know what you thought of the show, or you could email me, threefromleith@gmail.com. So that's rounding it all up for this week, and I am off to go and grab something to eat, and I think I'm going to watch a DVD tonight. I'm going to watch Gainsbourg. I've actually got the Gainsbourg DVD, which I got, I think, arrived from Love Film last week. Anyway, time to go. Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying subscribed. Thank you for continuing to support the independent artists in 2011. And I'm going to leave you with Beatitudes and Come Around and Peace of Mind. Till next week, cheerio.
Sway both to and fro, wish to wait for, but I just don't know, and I just can't see no life in front of me, and it seems the dreams I dream are not the life I lead. Control your temper, stay behind the line, in for your mentor. If you still got time, go and try to center the last thoughts on your mind. I find it don't help, and I don't need advice from anybody else. So won't you
come around, won't you come around, won't you come around, won't you come around, won't you come around, won't you come around, won't you come around.
The sun slips in and trips my mind, your medicine don't take much time to numb you of the things you feel. I hate to tell you, they're still so real, and I'll never move on till you face them head on. I'll be strong, and I'll be there to catch you when it all goes wrong. Release your tension, breathing oh so deep, you'll see that they turn track, mind you what the other sleep. the place that it once shined. Always be there to remind you of me.
Sides. wash and wet my pants.
Powered by...